Hello and welcome to Modern Day Human, helping you to align with your highest frequency and activate a life of joy, freedom, and fulfillment. My name is Brian, and this is the first episode of Season 2, which is going to be focused on life purpose. This is a huge time of transition for humanity and this planet. You can just feel it. And each of us are going through our own internal metamorphosis. We're changing from who we used to be into the next version of ourselves, which of course is what we're always doing, right? We're always evolving. But I can't help feeling that this is yet another level of change. Have you felt this in your own life? That we're now being inspired to act differently, respond differently, and have a different focus in our lives than we've had before, which will then, of course, look different to the people that have known us for a while, which can bring up some fear and some doubt because it doesn't always feel so comfortable. A lot of us are just beginning to feel this next layer of being exposed, even within ourselves, and are just now consciously starting to understand ourselves in a new way. It's an internal awakening within us, which is very personal and it can take a while. We're feeling the pull to continue evolving, but maybe in a way that is more noticeably different than how we have represented ourselves in the past. And it is because this is happening for so many of us right now that this season of the podcast is focused on supporting you in getting clear about why you're here. In this third dimension, on this earth, in your country, your city, and in your body, and with your personality, and at this time. I mean, when you really think about it, that's a very specific set of parameters you've chosen. So my intention is to help you figure out why you chose them, to help you figure out the part that you're meant to play, which again could be totally different than the part you've been playing up until now. And the benefit of doing this is not only do you step into a life of more fulfillment that feels meaningful and rich and authentic for yourself, but you also help to raise the frequency of the collective consciousness as well. As you evolve, the world evolves, which is pretty amazing when you really think about it. That right there just highlights the power that you have as a fractal of universal consciousness, as a part of the collective consciousness of humanity. I believe in the idea that nothing happens just by chance. So I believe there's a higher aspect of yourself that brought this podcast to you. Just as there's a higher aspect of myself, which inspired me to communicate the ideas and concepts that I'm sharing. Don't you love that thought? That we're not doing this alone? That we're always being guided and supported? So don't take it for granted that this podcast found you. I believe the fact that you are listening to this means you're ready to step into the next version of yourself. And isn't that an interesting concept right there? The idea that you are stepping into a version of yourself that already exists. I talked about this a little bit in the first season, the episode about instant transformation. So I'm not going to go back into it much, but if you want to hear more about this concept, of course, feel free to go back and listen to that episode. But the reason I bring it up is that the version of you that I'd like to help you focus on aligning with is the one that's very clear about why you're here and is also ready, willing, and able to pursue that purpose. That's the version of you that I'm dedicating this season to. And that version of you exists right now. You just have to step into it. This season represents the next phase of my evolution as well. I've gone through the process of questioning, uncovering, and aligning with my own life purpose, and I've done so in a very conscious way. Or maybe I should say the process of going through that has made me conscious of the process. Does that make sense? Because when I first started questioning why I was here and what my true purpose was, I didn't really have a system to follow. So my intention this season is to share with you some of the main components and ideas that I've found useful in helping myself and others uncover our life purpose. And it's my hope that by doing so, I'll help you uncover yours as well. And I think one of the most important things you can start with to support this process is to begin a consistent practice of self-reflection, if you haven't done so already. If you already have a meditation practice or a habit of journaling or something like that, that's great. You can just build on that. But if you haven't established something like that yet, this is really the perfect time to start. And one of the best ways to start is to get used to incorporating it into your morning or nighttime ritual. I personally prefer doing this in the morning because it really helps prime my mind to have a focus throughout the day. and it helps to kind of process and work on things subconsciously throughout the day. But I also do it at night, and that also has its own benefits. Some people find that it helps them to clear their head and to sleep better, or allow their subconscious mind to find new or deeper insights as they sleep. So try out both and do whatever works for you. And of course, you don't have to choose one or the other. You can definitely do both. I mean, that's the ideal, if you can, you know, commit to doing that. Now, self-reflection can take various forms, but what I'd like to recommend is using a tool that I've used for quite a while now. It's been over 25 years, at least. And that tool is the process of automatic writing. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it. So if you're not, automatic writing is a practice in which you quiet the conscious mind and you connect with what I'll call another perspective, one that doesn't come from your logical mind. So it can be your subconscious or your higher self, angels or spirit guides, whatever perspective you choose to tap into. And the way you do that is by entering a meditative or even trance-like state and then allowing words to flow through you and onto the page. But don't get too hung up on getting into the right state. To begin, all that's really necessary is that you're relaxed, you're in a calm and quiet environment, and then you have a clear intention to bring through useful insight relevant to your life. And it can be helpful to have a question as a kind of a prompt to get things going. So here are some of my favorite questions, and you can feel free to use any of these. The first one is, what must I release and what must I embrace in order to move into the next phase of my evolution? And then another one is, what would be helpful for me to remember right now? That's one of my favorite ones. I use it all the time. Or you could ask, what would be a good focus for me to have today or tomorrow? And then specifically related to what we're focusing on in this season, you could also ask, what is my life purpose? Or if you feel like there's a block to getting insight on that question, if it feels just a little too direct, then you can rephrase it as, what are some useful insights about my life purpose that could help me right now? That's a little bit more of a gentle way to phrase it. And then after you choose a question, I suggest setting a timer for 5 minutes if you're just starting, or 10 minutes after you've kind of gotten the hang of it. And this is just so you don't have to think about time as you're writing. And also you can go beyond the time that you set, but just try not to stop before the time is up. And then when you're ready, start the timer, read the question out loud, and then just start writing. Write anything and everything that wants to come through. Similar to meditation, this process of automatic writing is a practice because it goes against what we're so used to doing on a day-to-day basis, which is censoring ourselves. So the goal is to not filter out anything at all, to detach your logical mind, connect to a broader perspective, and just let things flow. Don't let there be any gaps or pauses as you're writing either. So you should not be stopping and thinking about anything, because if you do, that's when the analytical mind steps in and it kicks you out of the flow state. So this means no erasing, no crossing anything out, no correcting your spelling, no thinking about word choice or order, none of that. In fact, it's helpful to not even look at what you're writing. Either close your eyes or just look off to the side while you're writing. When you're starting, if you close your eyes, sometimes you can not have good spatial relationships with the page and kind of write off the page. So you can also just look off to the side. And this helps keep your analytical mind at bay because you're not seeing what you're writing. So there's less likelihood for your mind to kick in and start analyzing everything. And if you're more comfortable typing on a keyboard, go ahead and do that, as long as you can let go of any kind of analytical thinking while you do it. So same as using the technique of writing it out, which means no hitting the backspace, no indenting paragraphs, no concern for capitalization or correct punctuation or anything like that. So that's the way you do automatic writing. Hopefully I explained that clearly enough, at least enough for you to go give it a try. And I wanted to bring up this process because it really is the foundation for a new way of navigating the world. It strengthens your connection to the internal wisdom that is always available to you. If you stick with it and you practice this, it will absolutely change your life. As I said in season one, we are becoming blended beings, blending our physical selves with our non-physical selves, and then bringing that into our day-to-day lives. So this is a really tangible way to practice doing that. And the reason it makes sense for this first episode in particular is because our life purpose comes from within. And so it's essential that you are able to tap into what that guidance is actually communicating, right? That's why automatic writing is so helpful. So now that I've explained the process, the next step is for you to actually do it. So I hope you'll try this over the next few days. And to wrap up this episode, I'd like to leave you with a message about life purpose. And like many of the messages I received, this one came as a result of automatic writing. And the message is this. It is time to embrace the higher aspects of your being and blend them into your daily experience. A shift has already begun, and it is time to build upon its momentum. Be open to a broader identity and allow yourself to transcend the definition of who you have believed yourself to be and the limitations you have placed upon what you can do. For those who are ready, you will feel the truth of this. Let this be your activation. For those who are not, there is no judgment. Let this be an activation for all, wherever you may be on your path of expansion. Regardless of where that is, do not doubt the power of the part you play in this world. It is now time to begin playing it at a higher frequency. So I hope that's a helpful reminder and something that inspires you to continue opening up to the possibilities for your life. I want to thank you for joining me on this first episode as we embark on season two of Uncovering Your Life Purpose. And if you would like more support specifically to help you uncover your life purpose, simply click the link in the show notes. Thank you for listening, and I look forward to being with you in the next episode.